Eric. You're on with Craig. Craig, Eric.
Hi, Craig. Nice to meet
Eric,
you.
Eric, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. Very, very well.
Thank you for your time.
My pleasure, man.
All right, and I'm going to get right to it. And I look forward to your show in Copenhagen. Alright. So, the first question that came to my mind was, do you have a favorite stage of your career? Like, because when you've had the longevity that you've had, I could imagine that, you could break it down to different stages. So, just wanted to ask you, do you have a favorite stage of your career?
Yeah, I'd say now, I mean, like, I've been able to reinvent myself in a lot of ways, and to now be in a situation where I've got new fans who are just discovering my music and people who've been with me since day one. And then also to introduce TS5, which is a new kind of performance from me, which I just feel like now is a really exciting time because it's breaking new ground.
And the show you mentioned, the type of show you mentioned, you got to do it at Glastonbury as well, right?
Yeah, which is incredible to see it from 100 people in my home in Miami when I started this house party to seeing like nearly 100,000 people like going crazy at Glastonbury. So yeah, it's great.
And then I was just wondering about this stage in your career as well. You've collaborated with J.P. Cooper and Ella May, and I was just wondering if you take any pride in being the veteran in the game from that standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's an honor to be able to perform music for as long as I have so far, and to be able to work with artists that are on the come up and then see them break in the way they did, especially as you said, working with J.P. Cooper and seeing Ella May, working with her just before she had her breakout song with Boot Up. And for me, I relish those moments because I think it's incredible to work with the up and coming artists as opposed to just established artists because you already established yourself. But yeah, it's been a really good journey so far.
Yeah, and about established artists, you had the iconic moment with Sting, and I just wanted to ask you if you had any favorite memories from the time working with him on Rise and Fall?
Yeah, I mean, I remember like it was my second album, Sticker Than Your Average, and I was only 18 years old, so to have used the guitar riff to Shape My Heart thing, and then to write a new melody over it, and to actually have him accept allowing me to use the sample, and then to come in and to record the song with me, and to be in the video. I mean, I can remember being in the studio and just watching him sing the melody, the new melody I'd written, and I was like in awe, thinking, this is Sting. This is the legend Sting, singing the words that I'd written to this song. It was an incredible moment, and that song, for me, is definitely one of my favourite songs that told a really poignant story, I guess, throughout the course of my career.
Yeah, another one of my favourites from that album is Hidden Agenda as well. Always loved that.
You bring back some good memories.
And then after that you did The Story Goes, and I just remember it coming out when I was in high school and having some fond memories of All the Way. And I wanted to ask you, did you have any favorites from that particular album, the one that came after Slicker Than Your Average?
A song like my grandma passed away, and I wrote a song that was for my mum to help her get through that grieving stage, which I felt was a very poignant song on the album. Johnny, talking about bullying, which is an important song which I felt people related to. And then one of my favourites on the record actually was a song called it's coming Separate Ways, funny enough.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that. Like the ones that aren't the singles can have a special place in your heart anyway. I can imagine.
Maybe also because you don't get
Yeah, and Hidden Agenda had the iconic music video as well. I always remember that one. And then I just wanted to ask you, as someone who prides myself on work ethic, how do you stay excellent at anything for 20 years? Or maybe longer than 20 years, but 20 years of releasing studio albums. Yeah, it's wonderful to be able to reinvent yourself. Would you rather perform songs from Born to Do It or from The Time Is Now, or is it somewhere in the middle? Don't forget Rendezvous. So I wanted to ask you again, as someone with a lot of success and accolades, how do you celebrate a big accomplishment?
Say that one more time.
How do you celebrate a big accomplishment? Yeah, with fear of missing out being such a big thing these days, it's nice to hear of someone who can stay in the moment when something like that happens.
Yeah, man, it's important, bro. I'm like, it's
Yeah.
It's always a fresh moment. The journey is the actual destination. If you can enjoy the journey, then wherever you get to, that's cool, but you know it's not the be all and end all.
Because every step in the process meant something, and even if you didn't get the results you wanted at that point in time, it might come back and be very beneficial later on.
100%, you know, buddy, exactly. Always, life plays. Funny things that you, things will school you years later on, if you didn't even know at the time, and then you'll meet someone and you'll be thinking, wow, you're looking for that, you look for a special person and you'll find the person with you all the time, you didn't even look to see them nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Then wanted to ask you, what's your favorite thing about a European crowd? Because I know you've spent some time in Miami and the States as well.
I mean, what I love is the obvious connection between where I started, except from the UK, then it traveled out to the rest of Europe. So it was almost the initial impact on my music was very European based. And then when I was on that,
then I wanted to share something with you.
Please.
And that is that I'm a mental health advocate and mental health survivor, I like to say.
Oh, brilliant.
And so I've actually written a theatrical play about suicide prevention where I used the song Passport Home by J.P. Cooper at the end.
Oh, man, loved it.
And I just wanted to ask if I could get you to read a sentence from one of my mental wealth promotion, mental wealth, mental health promotion poem.
Give me the
Oh, okay. You ready? I'll give it to you a bit by bit, then I'm just gonna edit it if that's okay with you.
Yeah, but is it?
Okay. And you were up in university?
Say again?
And you were up in university?
And you were up in university?
On medicine that could hold down Hercules? That had you sleeping so much in class?
Had you sleeping so much in class?
But you still lived your dreams.
But you still lived your dreams.
That's it.
Beautiful, man. Listen, I gotta say, like, the beauty of what you're doing, coming through, any type of mental health,
yeah.
To be able to come through and then use it as a positive means for others. I applaud you, man, because we need more people who are sharing their story.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that.
I never thought when I was in the mental hospital that I'd be talking to Craig David one day, so.
Listen, man, and that's down to you, my man. Like, everything you've done has put you to be on the other end of the phone and for me to be here speaking to you. So, like I said, nothing but respect for you, my man. And when we get out to Copenhagen, like, please pop your head around at the show and come say hi. You
know, oh, thank you so much. I'd be so happy to.
It'll be a pleasure, man. Jack will sort it out. The guy who's speaking on the phone, he'll put it together. So,
thank you so much. And thank you for your time and for the deep answers. And for hitting the agenda.
Definitely. We'll have to try and talk that tune when I come over now.
For sure.
Take care, man. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, you too. Bye.